American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.
Kamala Harris, that you've done a terrible job. You've destroyed our country. We're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
From one of the most storied venues in the United States to one of the most crucial battleground states this election. Brooke Singman reports on the latest from the Trump campaign.
MSG is the home of the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, and has 19,500 seats, all of which were filled for Trump's massive rally. Tens of thousands of Trump supporters lined the streets outside the Garden for hours before the former president took the stage.
On issue after issue, Kamala broke it, but I will fix it. We're going to fix it.
Meanwhile, today, Trump is back on the campaign trail in Georgia with just 8 days until Election Day.
Michelle Obama was campaigning for Kamala Harris in Michigan and gave an interesting defense of the vice president.
So I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated that some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn. All of this while we pick apart Kamala's answers from interviews that he doesn't even have the courage to do, y'all.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha finds that very amusing.
The takeaway I had, probably the same as you had, is, yeah, we know that Kamala Harris has been profoundly and patently horrible in every major interview that she's done, but that's okay because Donald Trump XYZ. That's quite the bar to get over. I watched that entire speech, by the way, by Michelle Obama. I was supposed to go on a Fox report, and it was one of the most divisive, dark, negative speeches you will ever hear. The entire speech was all about Donald Trump.
Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett says Kamala Harris has also said she supports eliminating the filibuster,
which traditionally forces bipartisanship. It prevents one-party rule. So I ask you, who's the real threat to democracy here? On top of it, they want to pass a statute to impose limits on the justices. Of course, that's blatantly unconstitutional. The Supreme Court was constructed in a way to protect it from political influence. Kamala Harris, who flunked the bar exam, by the way, thinks she knows better and wants to blow it all up. I don't think it'll work.
A second major far-left daily newspaper has decided not to endorse a candidate for president this year, and their newsrooms are melting down. More from Steve Jordahl.
First, the LA Times, now the Washington Post, have been told by their owners that they're not going to give an endorsement for this year's race for the White House. Both were expected to endorse Kamala Harris. As of Friday afternoon, three editorial board members had resigned from the LA Times. And Curtis Houck of Media Research Center says the newsrooms of both liberal dailies are in open revolt.
The childishness, petulance, infantile behavior by the Washington Post employees reacting to this decision reportedly made by Jeff Bezos himself should be a huge red flag to him that the money spigot needs to be turned off.
Houck says there used to be a wall of separation at American news organizations, every bit as firm as the supposed one between church and state that appears nowhere in the U.S. Constitution.
This meltdown at the Washington Post and the other one that's gone on this week at the Los Angeles Times should put to bed any notion that the newsroom and the editorial board are separate. They are one in the same.
An editorial in the Post says the paper is going back to its roots in not endorsing a candidate. It did so only once before 1976, Eisenhower in 1952. Starting with Jimmy Carter in the aftermath of Watergate, the Post has endorsed every Democrat until last week. A social media post by the LA Times owner's daughter said the Biden-Harris support for Israel was behind the paper's snub. For me, she wrote, genocide is the line in the sand. Houck says perhaps both owners are secretly pining for the good old days when Orange Man Bad haunted 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Steve Jordahl.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.